You're listening to Cape Town's widest variety of music from the 80s to now. We are Smile FM. Today's Tuesday, which means I have the bearded wonder, Mr. Tienus Janssen van Rensburg, in studio because it is Tech Talk with Tienus. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Today we are talking about the new iPad and some very interesting features that link to something that we've spoken about before. But I'm going to confess to you and to all our listeners that I didn't even know they were still making iPads.
They're still making iPads. There are still Android tablets crossing the whole spectrum from very cheap to very, very expensive.
You know who uses very expensive tablets?
Tell me.
Tech guys, especially sound engineers. There are a lot of live music desks that work with an app on your tablet, and you can control them remotely from the stage. So those people will be using things like that.
But that is a very small market.
Yes. At Christian Barnard Hospital, they have
DJs?
Tablets. They have tablets all over the hospital, and the staff can access, you know, files and whatever on the tablets.
Right.
So that's also another usage for them. MCs also at corporate events use tablets, but those are the only three things. And kids.
The very cheap ones will be for kids and just entertainment and consuming content. I get that.
Roblox.
But remember back in the day, we thought, and I'm talking about when tablets launched 15 plus years ago, we thought that tablets would eventually replace laptops, and that'll just never happen.
No.
And the reason is because the same companies that make tablets make laptops. They just decided, why would we cannibalize our own market share by making something that could replace our laptops? So we got this weird hybrid product that's sitting between a smartphone and a laptop that effectively is kind of like just a big smartphone screen that does certain things a little bit more efficiently than a phone, but not as efficiently as a laptop. The tablet world still has this kind of very niche feel. I haven't bought a laptop since probably 2010, 2011, and that was just, you know, to test these things out. And I've been testing tablets every now and again with what we do at Bandwidth Blog, but it still feels like a very niche thing. So this is where this story comes in, I guess, is with Apple with a new iPad Pro that's going to come out later this year. Apparently, they are going to put multiple cameras on the front side of their iPad Pro. The question is why?
Yeah.
So the reason, probably, this is what the rumors are saying, has to do with the fact that the Apple Vision Pro, obviously the AR/VR headset that they launched a bit over a year ago, very, very expensive. They're going to bring a new one out that's going to come down in price with a lot of most of the same capabilities. Mm-hmm. And with these multiple cameras, you could take video and have video chats that could still be fully 3D with your AR/VR headset. So that seems to be how they're going to try to push people from iPads into these headsets, because they believe maybe that that is more of a future than trying to turn iPad into a laptop, which they'll never do.
Yeah, the things you learn when you talk to Tienus Janssen van Rensburg. We'll keep an eye on that segment of the market. Apparently, you're also testing something tomorrow for Bandwidth Blog.
100%. We still get in these tablets, right? And we test them all the time. Mm. And it's still difficult to find a proper use case for them other than really nice screen, very portable, very good for media consumption. They're trying to find the sweet spot in the middle, and very few tablets have done it. So everybody can come take a look at the review on bandwidthblog.co.za, but no promises.
We'll chat to Tienus again next week. Catch up with us for Tech Talk with Tienus. We back to the music right here on Smile 90.4 after these.